I want you to imagine that your cringy roommate drags you to the community center with him for one of his scout meetings. You go with him reluctantly because, well, you feel sorry for the guy. He's like your dad's age, actually a little bit older, and he has no other friends than you. And he's so embarrassing, but kind and genuine. Yet even his own sons don't want to spend time with him. And with all due respect, he's a bit of a loser. He tells all these dorky dad jokes, never shuts up about the scouts or whatever they're called, and every time he speaks, you have to use all of your self-restraint to not roll your eyes at him and his enthusiastic little event that he has planned. The only bit of reaction that you give him is when the two of you pull up to the community center and you see that some jokester vandalized the sign to read community center with a U instead of an O, and your roommate misinterprets your laughter as a sign of excitement, and so he practically grabs your hand and takes you up to the front desk to sign you up. While he's filling out the paperwork, you just scroll through social media until he calls you over. He just needs your signature on the document, and you just sign it without reading. He hands you your uniform and asks for your phone in return, and reluctantly you hand it over. Your roommate tells you you can change right here in the lobby, but that kind of weirds you out, and so you say you'll use the changing room, and he smiles at you and points out where it is. And his smile is so sincere that you really had to force yourself to smile back. God, he's just so lame. In the changing room, you can finally gather yourself. You look at the uniform that he's asking you to put on, and it's all tacky and khakis. You change into the scout uniform, and to be quite honest, you're surprised that it even fits. It's just so tiny and skimpy. It smells funky, the fabric is all crusty with all these weird white stains, and you look into the mirror, and you really can't go out dressed like this. The scout uniform is just so cringy looking. The hat looks like a droopy foreskin. The shirt is more of a crop top and it stops way before your nipples. The ascot is long and tan with a pink end, and to be quite honest, it looks like a dick. The shorts are assless and they're so short that your balls are sticking out of one pant leg and your penis is sticking out of the other, even in your underwear. And the boots, they're the most coverage that you have on your entire body, but even those have a window that exposes your toes. Whoever designed this outfit was clearly some kind of sex-crazed maniac. You look around for your old clothes, but they're nowhere to be found. Where's your wallet? Where are your keys? You have no other option, really, but to leave the safety of the changing room. You creak open the door and you look at each end of the hall. The lights are all dimmed, most likely motion censored, so you tip down the halls as to not turn on the lights, and you're just so acutely aware of what you're wearing. The fabric of the shorts, it pulls against your crotch, and so you can feel your genitals bouncing along as you move through the world. Once you reach the lobby, you have to crawl underneath the front desk as to hide out of the sight of the receptionist, who, while looking at the security camera, tries not to giggle as he sees your tight little ass wiggling up in the air. He thinks that you're being a silly little bait scout playing hide and seek, and so he doesn't say anything as you make it through the lobby. You're crawling low enough to the ground to where the motion-activated lights aren't turning on, and so you're not entirely sure, but you think you made your way to the front door, and you get up on your knees to push the door open, and you stumble out into this brightly lit multi-purpose room. There's 15 or so boys all dressed like you, and 10 older men, all bare-chested, wearing leather sashes, and sitting at a long table, and all of them are staring at you. The scouts all start laughing, and the older men yell at them to be quiet, so they go back to making some craft project, while one of the older men, they stand up and start to head over towards your direction. And as he makes his way over to you, he reveals that he's wearing nothing but the leather sash and a smile. The older man stands over you while you're on your knees. His arms are crossed in an imposing and yet paternal posture. He keeps asking you if you're lost, and finally you manage to start to explain yourself, but the man's turgid erection is eye level and it keeps bopping and bonking you in the face until somehow his mature and leathery circumcised penis head manages to find its way into your mouth. You spit it out, but it manages to find its way back in over and over, and it's just so veiny and meaty that it makes your mouth start to water. And the older man uses this as an opportunity to drive his hips in deeper. And there you are, on your knees, with this old man's penis in your mouth, and you're blushing so red because you didn't mean for his pee-pee to get inside your mouth. He asks you again if you're lost as he adjusts your uniform to fit you better, and you start to answer, but he keeps driving his hips in deeper, so all you can do is sputter out some spittle while giving you these little pats on the back and his little patronizing voice telling you, it's okay, take your time, get out your words, explain yourself. And he makes you gag on his dick just enough for a little bit of a tear to pop out of the corner of your eye. And this older man, he sees that and he brings you in for a good hug while you're still balls deep on his dick. And pats you on the head and saying, it's okay, you can come hang with us and we'll wait until the Grand Master Bait Scout comes in to deal with you. But in the meantime, you can just join the other scouts. The older man backs up and pulls his massive cock out of your mouth as he does so. And it's so big that you just can feel the void it's left behind in your mouth. In fact, your mouth is still wide open as if it was still there. You're just so dazed from the dicking you just got. And so you don't put up much of a fight as this older man comes down and picks you up with one hand. He cradles you in his left arm and looks you up and down, dusts you off a bit, and he looks down at your shorts and sees that you're wearing underwear, and he bops you on the nose and gives you a little and tells you that you need to be in uniform. And so he grabs your cotton white briefs with his strong manly hands and tears it off as though you were wearing underwear made of tissue paper. And he makes a little detour to the trash can on the side of the room to throw your underwear away. And he gives you a gentle yet firm reminder to never litter, because a good bait scout serves his community. And so a good bait scout cleans up after himself. And while he's lecturing you, he makes his way over to the table with all the other daddies. And he has you sit in one of the daddies' laps. And the daddies are talking about what all daddies talk about, talking about sports, masturbation, politics, masturbation, stocks, masturbation, the weather, and masturbation. And you try to eavesdrop and listen in on what they're saying, but you're really just so distracted with the sensation of this older man's pubic hair on your exposed ass. Because of the uniform that you're wearing, your exposed ass cheeks just get to feel the soft yet wiry sensation of this older man's pubes. You can feel a few of the pubic hairs even tickle your asshole. And in all of your moving around and laughing, this man's genitals begin to erect. the Bait Scout member is so massive and thick. It's actually larger than your torso. You straddle his massive cock between your legs, and you hold on for dear life as he reaches down and starts to tickle you for being so rambunctious. And it's only interrupted by one of the older men coming by and bringing you some craft supplies. And the daddy whose lap you're sitting on, he leans down and whispers into your ear, telling you that all the other scouts, they're decorating the penises of the Bait Scout leaders, and so there's a contest for you to make the prettiest penis. And if you do, all the scout leaders will give you a reward. And so you look up at the man whose lap you're sitting in, and you just nod, and you reach over his penis, which is so big that it keeps rubbing against your chin. And every time you do, the man whose lap you're sitting on just shudders a little bit. You reach over and grab some lanyard-making devices, some string, fabric, and you begin to weave them together, and you create a little friendship bracelet that you place on the bottom of his genitals, and you tighten it. The older man reaches down and pats you on the head and whispers in your ear to make it a little bit tighter. He can take it. And as you do, you see the thick veins on his manhood pulse and grow larger. And he cheers you on, just saying, "There you go. Now what else are you going to do?" And you reach over his large shaft, now engorged with blood from the tight friendship bracelet you've made, swells up even higher, and now rubs up against your mouth and nose every time you lean forward. And you grab the set of finger paint. It's an oil-based paint, so it's much thicker. As you begin to rub every color of the rainbow onto this man's large pee-pee. And because the pigment is so concentrated, you really have to get in there and use some elbow grease to spread around this greasy paint. You start from the bottom of the shaft and work your way up, using different colors for every inch or two you travel up this man's penis, before he gently reminds you that he has a nutsack too, and you should really work on decorating that. And so you nod and you get the paint, and you begin to decorate his nuts, and as you do, his breathing gets more ragged, and he tells you you're doing a really good job, then you should use more paint, really get detailed. And as you do, he lets out a long moan, and you look up at him, and he tells you to just keep going, express yourself, do whatever you want. And the scout leader puts his arms behind his head as you continue to finish up your project. And you're so engrossed with your work, you don't look around the room and see that all the other scout leaders are doing the same as their respective Bait Scouts decorate their penises. Each scout just takes their time, giving their daddy scout leaders some much-needed loving in their loins, while the daddy scout leaders do their best to maintain conversation, talking about how some footballer's tight end, while muffling out and censoring whatever swear words come to their mind. Something that your scout leader fails at, as he says some very naughty words while you paint his penis head red. And you have to keep applying more paint because, much to your dismay, he keeps leaking out all this clear pre-cum that just dilutes the colors that you're really trying to go for. And by the time you're finished, the scout leader is a drooly, drippy mess. But wait, just one last touch. You take the remaining crafts that are nearby you, and you make a delightful little mixed-media flower crown out of macrame and origami flowers. Any place that directly on top of your scout leader's penis. And you clap your hands because you're all done. The scout leaders clap their hands too and tell you it's time for a little gallery walk. You and all the other bait scouts are going to go on just a little gallery walk to find which dick was decorated the best. You look at one of the penises and ooh, it's decorated to look like a scary snake. You look at another penis and this one's uncircumcised. And so it's decorated to look like a silly little anteater. The scoutmaster who brought you into the room has his heavy penis covered in green and gold body glitter. And by the end of the gallery walk, you've arrived back to the penis that you decorated. You painted each testicle to look like an acorn, and that's to symbolize a bait scout's connection to nature. The rainbow color starting from the bottom to the top of the penis is decorated that way to symbolize homosexual sex. The friendship bracelet at the bottom is there to remind you that you can be friends with penises too. And the flower crown at the top, it represents the deflowering that penises can do. And you explain this all to every bait scout that asks, and they laugh and giggle throughout your explanations. And then finally, it's time to have a vote on which is the most decorated dick. And of course, you're the winner. Everybody claps for you. And then they all start to circle up around you to give you your reward. One by one, the bait scouts line up to spurt their girt onto your fucking bait scout penis. And because you're such a pretty bait scout and you're brand new, you know, all of them are very well-mannered good boys. They're just good baiter boys. And so before they spurt onto you, they ask if you want to be best friends. And when you say yes, they reach over and give your penis a little handshake, because best friends touch each other's peepees all the time. And as you let them stroke you with their soft baiter boy hands, way softer than the calloused rough hands of your scout leaders, you feel your pee-pee start to get more sensitive. But at the same time, you feel it beginning to shrink and throb and get harder. And when this shrinkage happens, you have conflicting feelings about it, but you look down and see your pee-pee is as drippy as a runny nose. And so now you're just as leaky as all the other bait scouts, if not more. One of the other bait scouts, they ask if you want to be best friends, and you say yes, and so they start putting stickers all around your pubic region because they want to share with you, and you get a little bit irritated at this, but they're also pretty silly looking stickers. One of the scoutmasters sees this and he reaches down and says, "Hey, don't put stickers there." And as he tries to rip off all the stickers from you, he accidentally pulls off all of your pubic hair. And it didn't really hurt, but now you're just all smooth down there. Just like all the other bait scouts. You feel warm droplets of liquid hitting the top of your head, and you look up and see one of the scout leaders making a stupid, silly face as he sticks his tongue out and leaks all of his penis juice all over your head. Sure, all of the bait scouts have amazing sexual stamina, but all the bait scout leaders, they masturbate loud, proud, and silly. The sillier ones have this merit badge, this patch sewn onto their leather sash that has like a silly monkey on it. Those ones, they seem to just masturbate louder than all the rest. The way that these older daddy baiters masturbate is just so experienced, so interesting to watch. One of them makes a silly face at you, bulging his eyes out and biting his lower lip, and so you make the same face at him, and he makes an even sillier face after that. But you have to close your eyes because he's spunking and squirting all over your face. Unlike the more polite nature of all the bait scouts who say please and thank you after coming, these older bait scout leaders, they just come wherever they want, whenever they want. and you let them come all over you because they have seniority, whatever that means. And after everybody's come all over you, you hear the door open and you turn around to see a familiar face. It's your room. No, it's the Grand Masturbate Scout Leader. And everybody in the room, no matter if they've orgasmed already or not, they just masturbate in his presence. And to everyone's surprise, he's here to take you home. Your roommate is the Masturbate Scout Leader. But you just remember calling him Master for short. And everyone's surprised that you belong to him. That means you really have to get engrossed in the bait scout lifestyle now. After all, your master is the biggest bait scout fanatic on the planet. And even though he's come to take you home, he looks at the scout leaders and all the other bait scouts and he says, "Remember, don't litter." And all of the bait scouts and bait scout leaders, they get down on their hands and knees to lick all of the pee-pee juice that they've leaked onto the floor, all with big smiles, singing some song that you don't know, all about cleaning up semen. And after they've cleaned up all the semen, they make their way towards you and begin to lick you from head to toe, cleaning off all the pee-pee juice that they've leaked onto your body, all while you just stand still and take it, all of the lapping tongues and the odd sensation that it makes your pee-pee feel as all the bait scouts begin to reach your leaky pee-pee and lick off even the cum that you produced. They lick your forehead, they lick your throat, they lick your cheek and your ears and your hair, and all you can do is just sit there and moan and take it. Until finally it's all done. Everybody pulls away and they just start laughing and you start laughing along with them. You're just so shiny in saliva, and still, your master comes over to you and he bends down and lets you climb on top of him for a piggyback ride. And your leaky bait scout pee-pee just leaves a trail of pre-cum all over his back. He waves goodbye to all the scout leaders and reminds all of the bait scouts to masturbate a lot tonight. And they all nod their head yes and say, "We will." You leave the community center and he just opens up the back of the car for you, even though you want to ride shotgun. That way you can masturbate in the back while he takes care of the road. You don't have to be concerned with any of those things because you're just a little bait scout. And you just nod your head yes at this explanation and begin to masturbate your bait boy pee-pee. Because you have to obey the master. He's the master bait scout leader. You need to do what he says. And once he gets in the car and starts driving you back home, you see all the other bait scouts leaving the community center and you wave goodbye to them and they wave goodbye to you while they're masturbating. And your master asks you if you had a good time and you just nod your head and you just keep masturbating your little pee-pee in between your shorts. And your master starts talking about how he should have gotten you a smaller uniform because this one is just drooping off of you. And it really is. It's so loose. You really want something tighter. Because all bait scouts should wear tight, skimpy outfits. You know this for a fact. And even though your shorts were so short before, you remember your pee-pee drooping out from the side. Now they're just the perfect length to hide your penis masturbation. And you remembering this fact, it makes your pee-pee squirt out some cummies. And that just takes over your mind one last time. And just like that, you forgot how big your pee-pee used to be. Your pee-pee's always been this size as far as you're concerned. And your master turns back and he sees you in the rearview mirror, just spurting in your pants. And he tells you, "Good job, that was a big load. What a good bait scout boy." And as your pee-pee gets pumpies and pumps out all the penis juice, you just start to slow down your masturbation. And your master sees this and tells you, I keep masturbating. And you say, "Aw, I don't want to keep masturbating." But you just keep pumping your pee-pee until you're at home. And once you do get home, your master opens up the door and he's just delighted to see you diddling your dicky. He pats you on the head, then he picks you up with one arm, closes the car door, gets in the house, and lets you go discover what he's done to your room. You look up at him, and then you run to your room to see that it's been completely made over. Because your master is the master bait scout leader, you need to be the most dedicated bait scout in existence to follow in his footsteps. Your bed set has been replaced with a bait scout logo and a hot bait scout model on top of all the pillows so that you can hump them at night. You have manuals that are little more than pornographic guides on how bait scouts can masturbate. You open up one of them and try one out. It has you grip your penis in a new way, and just from a few strokes, your bait scout boner bursts and comes. That technique was just too advanced for a bait scout of your level, you think. And your master comes over and pats you on the head and finishes up the tour of your room. He turns you around and shows you that he got you 12 computer monitors, all of them playing bait scout themed pornography. One shows scout masters playing with their bait scouts. Another shows bait scouts all dancing together. Another shows all these bait scouts on a camping trip learning how to tie knots and make harnesses. One of the screens is just showing general rules that bait scouts need to follow. The first one being every bait scout needs to come 1,000 times a day, and as you read this, your pee-pee spurts out onto the computer keyboards. Your master grabs you by both shoulders and massages you and says, "Good, bait scout, good. That's a nice healthy load to get out of you, champ." And he just leaves you be. He just lets you be alone in your room and study the material for the next bait scout meeting.